What is it called?
Read about it till I can get it off.
Do you remember this book?
Look, it can get off.
We used to look at this book.
It can get off.
Can't you?
Yeah.
It says a gardening playbook. Your garden will look wonderful when you've look, finished all the garden.
It can,
let's make a start.
It can take the wheelbarrow, can get off.
What did it say? It's remove and pop up the wheelbarrow and turn the page to get the tools from the shed.
Right, I get on. The tools.
I get the tools from the shed. Oh, look, there's a little spin there.
Yeah.
Right, you're going to turn the page. What's that? There's a little bucket, isn't there? Dump a truck in the corner, and then Right, you're going to. It says you will need all these tools for gardening. Be careful, some are sharp. You're going to take them out of the shed and pop them in the wheelbarrow. That's it. What's that?
Spade.
A spade.
Let's see.
That's right. What's that?
Then
a fork.
Fork. And then look, there's another one.
That's right, lift them up. That's a lawn edger. Look, when you finish cutting your lawn, you go round with that to make the lawn edge all nice and trim. Lift them up, that says. What are those?
They're big scissors.
Big scissors, they're called shears. They're for clipping hedges. And what's that? A rake. Yeah. Raking the grass. Okay, right, we've got all the tools in the lawnmower. Now what will happen? Do you think we need to turn the page again? Ah! Now, what does it say? Use the spade to turn the soil over. Right, you open the wheelbarrow and find the spade.
There.
It's not the spade, but that's the fork. That's the spade. Right, use the spade to turn the soil over and clear these weeds. Start at that side.
And then that side.
That's right. Use your spade. That's right, use the spade like that. No, you've done it now. Use the spade to flip those over to clear the weeds. Up on these. Start at that side, look. Start at that side of the garden and we'll work round. That's it. Oh, all these weeds. What colour are the weeds?
And some flowers.
They look a bit like dandelions. Do you remember Auntie Mabel talking about dandelions being weeds, didn't she? Yeah. Great. Now what does it say? Gently rake the soil. Then you can plant the seedlings. Seedlings, rather, not seedlings. That's the rake, isn't it? Now what do we have to do? Right, so this is what we do with the rake. Look, let me show you. Right. Carefully. Look.
Like
this. That's right, there's one up there. You put the rake at the top and pull it down. Are you raking the soil? One more there. One more. Wonderful, look at that. It says good work. Doesn't that look better?
And you can shoot again.
You shoot again. Well, I thought we'd best leave it down, haven't we? Would you like to rake the soil again? Rake it again. You rake it with your rake. Rake it with your rake. Are these stripes?
Yeah.
Good thing about this garden is you don't get messy, do you?
No.
What have you got in your garden?
Don't know.
Got some soil and some sand, haven't we? Some grass. Use the rake. Look, that part of the rake. Turn it over. That's it.
I get my fingers.
No, use the rake.
No.
You're using your fingers. Right, shall we see what it says on the next page? Pop your rake back in the wheelbarrow. Keep all your tools together. That's a good boy. Right, now what have we got?
All grass.
Grass. Now it says take the trowel from the basket to help you plant seedlings. Right, there's the trowel. That's a good boy. Now what do you think we have to do? It says handle them ever so gently. They're just baby plants.
Right.
That's it. going to put them in the basket? No, just that side first. Take them out with the tray and put them in the basket. Is the light good?
I'm guessing you're taking those out.
Are you going to plant them back in the soil? Let me help you.
And I want to cover the bottles all in the basket.
There you go. Okay, I've got them all in the basket. Good boy. Now, this one says water all the plants.
Well, I've got a watering can.
There's a watering can. It says water all the plants.
Here are
three seedlings we planted for you.
They are nearly ready to flower.
Very gently help them grow. Now let's just see. Look, you do that, the water comes out of the watering can. That's the water, look.
Where?
There. Look.
No water.
It's mine. There you are, put it out. Look, all the water now.
No,
don't be gentle with it. This is when I put the bottle away last time because you weren't very gentle, were you? Oh, that's not nice, throwing it on the floor, is it? No, you haven't finished this yet. When you've watered the plants, it says the seedlings are really ready to grow. Look, what are they growing into?
Flowers.
What sort of flowers?
One pink, one, two, three.
What are those?
Dandelions.
Dandelions, and what are these?
Dandelions.
Are they dandelions? They're blue flowers, aren't they? Do you know what those are?
Roses.
Red roses, clever boy. Oh, now then, what do we do on this page? There's still some long grass. Let's finish mowing the lawn. And then it says, don't forget to empty the cuttings in your wheelbarrow. Are you cutting the grass? That's right. Is it going up and down?
That's good.
Is that grass?
How you take that off?
No, you don't. It doesn't come off, that Thomas. You leave it there. That's right. You're just going up and down with a lawnmower. You have a lawnmower outside, don't you? Now look, there's the grass. Do you want to take the grass to the wheelbarrow to the compost bin?
No, that's a bin.
Look, no, it isn't. Pop the grass in the wheelbarrow. That's it. And then we'll wheel it round to the compost bin, which is on the front page, isn't it? Yes?
Okay.
There we are. Right, let's wheel it round. Wheelie, wheelie, wheelie. Let's see if the wheel works. Do you think it does? Yes, it does, doesn't it? Right.
Wheel, wheel, wheel.
There's the compost bin. It says open here.
I'm
just reading what it said. It says, empty the weeds and garden rubbish in this compost bin. It can all be reused.
Yeah.
Now we do that outside, don't we? What have we been doing now? The weather's been nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
And what have we been doing in the garden? You've been helping. What's mummy been doing with the flowers?
There's more cutting the grass.
The grass, you put the grass in a compost bin, you'll have to get them out again, won't you? And then, do you know what this is?
Yeah. That's a butterfly.
No, it's not a butterfly. It's, look out, the sprinkler's coming. Look. It's a sprinkler sprinkling water. Do you water the grass at Grandad's?
Yeah. Not yet.
What are you looking for, Tom?
Just the page.
Looking at the page?
Oh, yeah.
What's in the compass bin?
Some grass.
Some grass? In the hot weather, Mummy's been pulling the dead heads off the flowers, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
And then what have you been doing with them?
There's a little one. Got it.
Have you been collecting them in your bucket?
Yeah.
And then what have you done with them?
I don't know.
You've been putting in the compost bin, haven't you?
Yeah. Where's the lawnmower?
The lawnmower, isn't it?
No, okay. Right.
Can you see how stripy the lawn is? Look, there's grass, long grass. But when he's cutting it one way then the other, you get a stripy effect on the lawn. Who cuts our grass?
Brian.
Uncle Brian. And does anybody help him?
Yes, Thomas.
Thomas? And who else walks alongside him when he's doing it?
Linda.
No. What's Brian's pussycat called?
Felix.
Felix. You saw Felix last night,
didn't
you? On the road. On the road? Did you go into Brian and Linda's house last night?
Yeah.
And what did you say to them?
I don't know.
You had a drink, didn't you?
Yeah, of lemonade.
Was it nice?
Yeah.
Be very gentle, Thomas, because it'll break and then you won't be able to use it. That's... You like cutting the grass?
Yeah. Now, where's the litter
bin? Where's the litter bin again? It's a compost bin. When it's a bin that you're putting things like garden waste in and vegetable peelings, you call it a compost bin. What colour's our compost bin?
Blue and green.
It's green, isn't it? Just green.
And black and blue.
Is it blue?
The outside is blue.
Is that why? I thought it was green.
No, all sorts of things.
Pardon? Pardon? Right. Now, shall we see? We've still got some more things to do. You cut the grass, we've sprinkled it. What's on the next page? Right, what does this say? Are you going to just sit there, please? We can't see, can we? After all that work, the lawn looks beautiful. Well done. Now it's time to tidy the edge of the lawn with the lawn edger. So where's the lawn edger? That's the lawn edger. Now, do you know what you do with this?
Yeah.
You lift, tidy it up like that.
And take them in the compost bin.
Yes, they can go in the compost bin, can't they?
Yeah. Where's the dustbin?
If it just fits on the front page, why don't you just put them in the wheelbarrow to start with? Where's the wheelbarrow?
No.
Is it with you?
No.
Oh, it is. You threw it. No, that was a watering can you threw down. Where's the wheelbarrow, Thomas?
No.
Oh, I don't know either. But it makes... Oh, there it is. It makes sense, look, to go to the back page. That's it. Put everything in the wheelbarrow. Like you were doing with Mummy outside, you were collecting everything into a bucket, weren't you?
There's a dustbin.
And then we wheeled it to the dustbin. So let's see.
There's the wheel.
Yes.
Wheel, 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 wheel.
Wheel, 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 wheel.
Wheel.
And then when we've done this, we've got some pussycat things to do, haven't we? We've got a lot of work in the garden to get through first.
Yes. And chewing. And frightening.
So what?
So you can bang things, like something's not there, or in there.
What do you mean, bang something?
Some more!
Well, don't throw your wheelbarrow down, pick your wheelbarrow up.
No, I want to do some more things.
Yeah, but you can't when your wheelbarrow's on the floor. We've got to go back in. You've still got lots of work to do here. Look, you need the wheelbarrow, Thomas.
No, I'm not okay.
No, you don't use that for that. That's the lawn edger, isn't it?
No.
It's telling you what to do. Right, what about the shears now? You like doing this. Get your wheelbarrow, please. Using the shears, carefully trim. Let me show you. Using the shears, carefully trim the untidy leaves from the bush.
No, no, no.
What shape did you make? Look, that's what you're doing. Don't make silly noises, Thomas. Listen, you've got to be shown what to do, otherwise you don't know. Oh, if you go to be like that, the book goes away. Yes, but just watch first.
No.
Yes, Thomas.
No.
It's because you're racing here. Listen. The reason Mummy hid this book last year was because you were so rough with it. You enjoyed it, but you know, you've got to just do things carefully. Yeah, use the shears. Now, you like doing snip snips. Didn't you? You're laughing now, so you can do. And it's asking you to make a shape when you're cutting the untidy.
Oh, I've got.
Untidy leaves. It says using the shears, carefully trim the untidy leaves from the bush, and it's saying what shape did you make?
Where?
No, that's the handle. The orange ones are the handles, Thomas. Like this. You hold my hand.
Oh, no.
What is your hand?
I'm not.
That's it.
You can get it off.
You take it off, good. We've still got to dig the weeds out with a fork. Shall I help you do that?
No, no. No, no, I do. I don't want to.
You don't want to?
Yeah. I'm going to drink some more.
You want me to do some more weeds?
Like this. Like.
That's right. You clip the hedge. I'll take the weeds out. How's that?
Good idea.
Is that a good idea?
I take.
How's that?
I can't do it right now. Can't do it.
Come down then. There's such a word as calm, that's it, gently, then you gently does it. The shears are not really very good, are they? I think that's the problem.
Yeah, I'll try something else.
Well, why don't you try getting some weeds out with a fork like that? Because you're very good at that.
No, I don't want to do that.
Well, look, what's about trimming the edge of the lawn? We've still got the lawn to trim, haven't we?
No.
I think, Thomas, really, this book, you enjoy it, but it used to get you ratty last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Perhaps it seems a bit old for me, yes. I don't know, because you have a lot of fun in the garden, don't you?
Yeah.
You're very gentle when you're outside. And you help Daddy and Grandma with the watering, don't you? Right, so clip that last piece of hedge, and then what shape is it? Oh, Daddy, stop it. No, 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 you're breaking up. Where's the lawn edger? Is that it over there?
No, it's not.
What do you think it is?
A hammer.
It's not a hammer.
Yes, it is. No, that's mine.
Come on, trim the lawn edge and then you're finished. When you trim the lawn edge, we've got a small base.
It's more like it.
Is that more like it? Got to get all these bits into the compost bin, haven't you? There you are. Oh, look, there's some more there. Those are clippings from the hedge, aren't they?
Wheel, wheel, wheel.
Wheel, wheel, wheel. Are you putting them all in the compost bin?
Wheel, wheel, wheel.
It's a compost heap.
Where is it?
It's on the front page, I think.
Let's see.
That's right, we've passed the shed, haven't we? And there it is. That's very clever, isn't it? Isn't that good?
Yeah.
You feel as if you've done a good day's work in the garden?
Yeah. No, that's too much.
Is it too much to go in the bed?
Yeah. No.
Well, perhaps we'll pile it up there and then when it's dried out, should we have a bonfire?
Yeah. A house being fire. House be on fire.
Oh no, don't want the house to be on fire. We'll just dry out the garden rubbish and then have a bonfire. Can you see who I can see on the wall?
Pussycat sleeping.
Pussycat sleeping. Do you think it's the silly den?
Yeah.
I do. Right, now we've done all this, you've wheeled it all to the compass bin. What's on the last page, Tumblr? Turn it over and see what you've got now.
Cutting grass.
You're cutting the grass, and your grass grows quick, doesn't it? The sooner do you cut it, the less it springs again.
Oh yes, I know, Mr. Mummy.
You know, Mr. Mummy.
Let's cut those.
Want to cut those? That's clever, you're putting the grass into the grass box, aren't you? Just gently with this, Thomas. Push it and pull it. Do you remember that song we did with Julian?
Yeah.
About up and down, out and in, pulling and pushing. Do you remember that one?
Push.
Pull and... pull and push. Shall we go to the last page now?
Get the wheelbarrow.
Just put the wheelbarrow, not the wheelbarrow, the lawnmower back. Right.
Let's get up.
That's it. Right, turn the page. And then I think you might have... Oh, right, this is the one where you tidy the door now. You pull out the weeds and clip the hedge.
There's no more now.
No, there is. There's one more page.
Where?
You turn the book. Turn the page. Oh, wow. Have you finished?
No, not yet.
What's this?
This is a teddy bear swinging.
It's a teddy bear swinging. Look at this.
No.
It says you are a great gardener. Now you can enjoy your own garden. Look at the stone path and look, here's a little hedge that you clipped into the shape of a rabbit, small flowers. And that's the ball we saw in the shed earlier on, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what's the teddy bears doing on the ground?
Having a picnic.
Having a picnic. And there's a teddy on the swing, isn't there?
Green.
The swing's like yours, isn't it? Red, yellow, blue and green. But it says, don't forget to put back all the tools and recycle the cuttings.
Never mind.
Are you going to hang the tools back in the tool shed?
No.
That teddy looks like he's fallen off his seat, doesn't he? Shall we set him up again?
The birds have enough.
The birds have enough? Well, you have enough when you're on the swing, don't you?
Yeah.
You often say, I've had enough. Look, I think you can sit like that. I see his legs dangle down like that. Up he goes.
And down again.
How's that?
Somebody's knocking at the door.
Are they? Who's knocking at the door?
Christopher.
Christopher? What do you
mean? And daddy.
Christopher's daddy or your daddy?
My daddy.
All right.
Up he goes.
No, gently, Thomas.
And down again. Up and down.
Up and down. What did Julian say? Up and down, out and in, out and in, side to side, here we go again. Up and down, out and in, side to side, here we go again. Do you remember that song?
No.
And look, what is there? The garden bench.
And on the plate.
I think it's somebody's hat actually rather than a plate. I think it must be a very hot day, and whoever was wearing a hat has just popped it down on the bench for a few moments. But look, they look as if they're painting a picture, aren't they?
Yeah.
And what are the teddy bears having to eat on their picnic?
Sausages.
Sausages?
Yeah, look.
Yes, and what are they drinking?
Coffee.
Coffee? It does look like cups of coffee, although there's a teapot on the table. Why are there three cups, Thomas, and only two teddy bears sitting at the table?
Because we're just picking.
No, but why are there three cups and only two teddy bears?
We should have some more cups for this bear.
Precisely, you clever boy. That's right. There are two teddy bears on the grass having a look at Nick, and the third cup is for the teddy bear on the swing. That's right, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
You know?
Where the teddy bears can't get off now.
Can you not? That's it. That's it. He's off the swing.
Walk, walk. Oh! That's it.
Is he going to sit there? Shall we sit in there in front of that cup of tea? Or cup of coffee, whatever it is? There, that's nice. There, he could lean against the frame of the swing, couldn't he? How's that? Is that nice?
Bethany wants to get on the swing.
Bethany wants to get on the swing.
Teddy bear not wants to do Bethany not here. When Bethany, I show her way.
The teddy bear doesn't want Bethany to go on the swing.
No. It goes bang. Or gets a wah wah.
Bethany said wah wah.
Because there's a bang.
No, the bear shouldn't say bang, it's silly to say bang, isn't it? Right, are we going to put the tools back in the shed now?
No.
Well, we can't just leave them lying around, can we?
I don't want to.
Well, would you not want me to put them back in the shed?
Yeah.
Something's happened to the swing now, Tom.
What happened?
It's happened to the swing, that's it. Right.
Walkie, 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 walk.
Is that the teddy bear going for a walk?
Walkie, walkie, walk. Stop. Walkie, walkie, walk. There's no getting knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A finger man.
A finger man? I see. You're putting your finger through the door, are you?
No.
Shall we gather all these tools up in the wheelbarrow? Would you like to collect them all?
I think I put them in the shed.
Right, shall we go to the shed then? Where's the shed?
There.
Let's just put this page back again. That's right. Whoops-a-daisy. It must be the swing. That's it. There's the lawnmower. That's all nice and tidy, isn't it? It's night time now, so the flowers have disappeared. Look. You know, like we've seen the daisies, haven't we?
Yeah.
The daisies go to sleep, don't they? You've seen that happen. Oh, are we at the shed now? Right.
Look, can't go in.
Yes, there we are. We're in the shed. Now look, there are little spaces for all these things. Can you see the shapes there? I think actually, did the troll not belong somewhere else?
No.
Oh, the troll belonged in the wheelbarrow, didn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Right, where shall we put the shears? Shall we put the shears there?
Yeah. Right. Because it wants to be cut.
What wants to be cut?
Oh no.
Those want to be cut, do they?
Because that's in the shear dark. All nice and tidy.
It's all nice and tidy. That's very good.
Flowers are not in bed.
Aren't they?
No.
The flowers have woken up. The sun must have come out to go. Is it morning time?
Yeah. Can we dig it? I want to say where's the door.
The door is there, on the back page, in your beautiful garden. Mind the swing, be gentle with the swing, Thomas, because it breaks. Do you want to go through the door again?
So we love something's hammer in the door.
Shall I help you put the tools away and then we do something with pussycats?
What pussycats, outside or inside?
Inside.
Okay.
Okay, then we've got to put the tools back first. Come on, you must help me.
Look, there's Jess on the floor.
Jess on the floor?
Meow! Meow, meow.
No, Thomas, we've got to put these things back first.
Meow, meow.
Come on.
Meow. Just saying no.
It's just saying no.
No.
I don't think it's Jess saying no. I think it's Thomas saying no, isn't it?
Meow, meow. Meow.
How do you think these shears? Oh, I've sorted the shears out, Thomas.
Jess is colour saying Jess is having a look.
Oh, yes.
Fresh.
Good gracious, we're looking for the rake now, Thomas. Have you seen the rake?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the trowel, isn't it?
Well, that's where that can go.
Where's the, well, I think the trowel belongs to the wheelbarrow. This is a good wheelbarrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hangs it nice and flat. There we are, there's lots of things in the compost bin. Where was the wheelbarrow?
There.
So remove the pop-up wheelbarrow. So was that just in there?
Yeah.
Right. But I can't think where the trowel was. Did we get the trowel out of the basket?
Yeah.
Seemed to think we did, didn't we?
Look, there's a look.
Oh, that's the rake. Good boy. Now that needs to come out a hook there, doesn't it?
Where's the hook?
The hook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it goes this way round. Look. Like that. And the bottom slots in there underneath the plant pot so it doesn't fall out. There. Now.
That's finished.
Is that finished? That's it. There are no weeds in your garden, are there?
No.
No, it's all nice. That's right. Did you enjoy raking the soil?
No. The sun shining up again.
The sun shining up again. Ah, now that's where the trowel was. It says take the trowel from the basket. So that must have been where the trowel was. What do you think? Did you enjoy that?
And now it's time to do a pussycat.
Is it now time to do something with the pussycats?
No, look, there's a fire engine there.
Oh, yes.
And there, that's an animal. That's
would you like to bring that instead?
Oh, yeah. Please.
We'll have a look at that instead, shall we?
Yes.
Right, we need to just tidy the storage book away first, don't we? Did you find the story last, Thomas?
Yeah.
I remember playing on it last summer.
Oh, there's a brownie now, there. There's a brownie now.
What is it?
There's a
lemon now. Your voice is sounding really quite dreadful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Nothing to open it.
No, nicely. Before we do this, I want all these collected together, please. Do you want to put them in the back of the bicycle? No. Nicely, Thomas. You don't just throw, do you? That's it. I'll pass them to you. And you pop them into the back of your bicycle, gently, please. Good boy. Can you hear that train?
No. Shh. No.
Right, what's this? This is something else that you had last year. Let's just pop those in the wheelbarrow. And I say wheelbarrow, so I'm back with the bicycle. Getting all the stuff, aren't I?
Yeah.
I was just saying, this little rescue set is something that you had last year.
Yeah.
Do you think we need to go on the floor for this?
No, on the table.
On the table? Well, let's see how...
Look, there's
a little fire. Little fire. Little fire engine. Now, what we do with this, Thomas? We build it like a jigsaw puzzle, don't we?
No, it's a road.
It's a road. I'm saying we build it like a jigsaw puzzle.
Look, there's the animals. There's the family. That's a police helicopter. That's a phantom helicopter.
Is it?
Look. Another oil lamp.
No, do all the roads go? The roads fall around after they break up. I think most of the roads follow, don't they? Right.
That's the fountain.
Now, what I think you do, Thomas, you wind up the little vehicles, you put them on a part of the road, and they turn around the road. Look. Yeah. Is that good? And what about the ambulance? The last few people, there's some, I didn't see those. There's some more there.
It's called Nickel Cone.
That's the police station, that's the hospital.
That's the fire.
Oh, this is the fire station. Look, it says fire, doesn't it? What I think we ought to do is put that there. I'm trying to make the roads go around a little bit more, a little bit better. Ah, there's even a diagram here, Thomas.
Yeah. What for?
Well, the diagram, I think, tells you.
I can do it.
Can I do it?
No.
We can do it together, can't we?
I can't.
It's just like building a train track, but it's a road, isn't it? There we are. Well, I'm following the diagram now. Not that it's really helping me very much, but I need a bit that looks like that. Is this exciting for me?
Look! Sim!
Sim! What's this singing noise you're making?
Bye.
Ah, that's even better, isn't it? We've got these two bits here.
Nina, Nina, Nina.
How's that?
Hello, you.
That looks now to me, is it?
The money stuck. An old tree. Nina, Nina. Right. Fire Sam's helicopter.
Fire Sam's helicopter. Is there a helicopter? Is there anything that's on this?
No.
So is there a... Ah, I see. Look at this. There's a fire station, two police stations, a helicopter launch pad. And look, on the top of this tall building, it's got the letter H, so you must be able to land on there as well. Is that it? No more pieces?
No.
Police helicopter, fire engine and ambulance. Is there not a police car with a set?
No.
Oh dear, that one went straight off the head. Oh, it's a carpet, didn't it? Where do you think the ambulance is racing to? Oh, that's the hook. Oh, is it? sort of thing.
I knew it.
That's right, you're clever, aren't you? Mm. A clever boy. We've got a dead road there, haven't we? You see if we can... Oh, that's better, Thomas. Then it's not running off the track, is it? Oh, look, Reddy's going to watch.
Look, Reddy's in!
There, that's but even better we've done it there, because, look, it'll never go on the carpet now. It'll all follow the track round. Do you like that?
Yeah.
The fire engine's going quickly. Where do you think he's going to?
Fire station.
Fire station. We've got some traffic signs here, isn't there?
Whee!
That says fire department. Wind it up.
What's that one say? What's that one say?
This one. This one says police. That says hospital. And that one says fire department.
What's that one say?
Police.
No police.
There's no police station. Oh, yes, there is. That's the police station, so shall we put that one there? Where's the fire station?
No.
Look around the board. It's a picture of a town, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the fire station, so shall we put the sign that says fire department there? And what about... the hospital. Hospital's there, isn't it? Oops. Ben doesn't want to stand up, does it?
No.
You see all sorts in the town, don't you? Do you remember that book that Rachel gave you for your birthday about the town and the country?
Yeah.
What was the story about?
Oh, look!
Yes, they go in the carpet as well, don't they?
Look!
Oh! Has the helicopter got one of the signs caught in his propeller?
Yes!
Do you remember the story of the little girl, Thomas? She lived in a big city, didn't she? And she liked the noise of the traffic and looking at the big red buses and the tall buildings and all the busy streets.
And the fire engine.
Your fire engine.
That's yours. And that's yours.
Thank you. And she went to save her grandma in the country. Her grandma lived on a farm and she wasn't looking forward to it, was she? Because she didn't think she liked the country.
No.
But she had a really enjoyable journey on the train, didn't she? Looking at all the fields and the trees and the animals in the fields.
Yeah.
What sort of animals did she see?
No, nothing.
She see horses and sheep.
Yeah.
And then when she went to stay on the farm, she had a great time, didn't she? Remember the little goat that she had the washing that was hanging on the line? When she came home, she was quite sad to leave the countryside. And she said, I'm glad I'm home, I'm glad I'm back in the city. Because I like the country as well. Do you remember she had some nice posters, pictures in the bedroom? Of all sorts of things to do with the city. And when she came back from staying with her grandma, she put some pictures of the countryside, didn't she?
Imagine not told it all the signs off.
Who's not told the signs off?
The fire engine.
The fire engine? Was it because it was going so quickly?
Yeah.
Is it better on the table?
This one's stronger.
Do you mean it's better to have the track on the table just to let the little engines run on the table?
No.
No? What do you say no to?
Because I'm scared about it.
You're scared?
Yeah.
Well, would you like to lift it up onto the table? I lift it up as it is because we knew that, that layout worked, didn't it? There we are.
Where's the police station?
Where's the police station?
There.
Okay, that's the hospital. Isn't it? Oops.
What's the hospital?
Well, who goes to a hospital?
Me.
I hope you don't have to go to a hospital. Do poorly people go to a hospital?
I'm poorly.
Are you? I don't think you're very well, really, are you?
No.
Just a funny throat. How's that?
I want a sweetie to cheer I up.
You want a sweetie to cheer I up?
Yeah.
Go on,
two sweeties.
Well, I don't think we've got two sweeties. Seeing as you've been a good boy, would you like a few sweeties and a little pot?
I follow you.
You're following me?
There's chicken.
Yeah?
There's chicken. There's chicken.
Your mummy's sweetheart.
Your mummy's sweetheart.
What sort of sweets did you want, Thomas?
I make a nice gem.
Nice gems. What about these?
Those are called sweets.
Yes, they're little sweets, aren't they? Let's just find a pot. Here you are. How's this, Thomas? This is a cup rather than a little bowl. This is like a necklace, isn't it? Look at this. You can wear this. It's a necklace. But let's pour one or two sweeties off. I'll get some scissors and I'll just cut the string.
Nina.
There you are, we've cut the string there. And then when they fall off. Oh, they're going to fall on the floor. There you are, see if you like those. They're very small sweets, aren't they? That's it. Now, these are sweets, but you never put beads into your mouth.
Okay.
So you never put beads into your mouth. These are sweeties. But you only put things into your mouth that Mummy gives you as far as your sweeties. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put some into the tin here.
Oh yeah.
The little bus tin.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We'll put some in the bus tin, and then you can have them for later. You try it here. See if you like them. I'll just move the scissors.
Yeah.
You do like them.
Yeah.
So you might. Oh, please, may I have one?
Okay,
come. Thank you. And then I was going to just read a little book. Thank you.
For me?
Mmm. Oh, there. Chewy, aren't they? Mmm. They taste good, don't they? Well, this is another story about the town and the country. I'll just pinch another sweet and then I'll read to you.
Good to sharing.
I'm good at sharing, you're good at sharing because of your sweeties, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm very good at sharing. Would you like to come up? I don't really know what this book is about because I haven't read it before. But it's called Town and Country Mouse. So I'd imagine that it's about a mouse that lives in the town and a different mouse that lives in the country. What do you think?
And a letterbox.
Yes, a letterbox. This is Country Mouse. Country Mouse lives in the country. He has a home in a tree.
Yeah.
When we were walking home today, you were looking at doors to see where people had the letterboxes, weren't you? Here is Town Mouse. Town Mouse lives in the town. He has a home in a townhouse.
Look, there's a postbox.
Postbox, oh, that's right. Can you see the townhouse is a proper house?
Oh, Daddy.
But the country mouse lives in a tree, doesn't he?
Look.
What's that?
It's your sweeties. Yes. You don't have one.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
That's a good boy for sharing, isn't it? Thank
yeah.
you.
You're welcome.
Right, so where have we got to? We know which houses they live in. We know which house the country mouse lives in. He has a home in the tree. The townhouse has a home in the town.
Yeah.
The town mouse has come to stay in the country. I think he's just arrived on the bus.
Yes.
Has he got a suitcase?
Yeah.
Country Mouse says, I like the country. It is quiet. Stay here, Town Mouse, and we can have fun.
On the road.
On the road. Sit down, please, to us. This owl wants to catch Town Mouse. Town Mouse and Country Mouse run fast away. Country Mouse says, look, Town Mouse, come into the tree. Country Mouse and Townhouse have supper. Townhouse says, I do not like the food in the country. It is not like the food in the town. Country Mouse and Townhouse go to bed. Townhouse says, I do not like this bed. It is not like my bed in the town. Townhouse says to Country Mouse, it is too quiet in the country. I cannot sleep.
No,
just sleeping
indoors. Pardon? Sleeping indoors.
Who's sleeping indoors?
Dummy Bird, Dad, Birdie.
Birdie? Birdie sleeps indoors, doesn't she?
So me and Nan, no. I sleep outside.
You sleep outside?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that was nice at bedtime. I said, all right, Thomas, give you a kiss and put you outside. All right, Thomas. Would you like that?
I don't know.
You wouldn't like that?
I'd be scared.
Would you be scared?
I said, somebody pick me up and put me indoors.
Would you? You'd shout, somebody pick me up and put me indoors. But you have to be careful, because if you're outside asking somebody to pick you up, you don't know who it would be that picked you up.
No.
It might not be somebody very nice.
You think it's a dog crab.
You think a crab would pick you up?
Yeah.
A crab isn't very nice.
No.
Shall we read the book again?
With some more sweets, I want.
What's, oh, no, no more sweets now. No, no, no. You should have saved some for later, shouldn't you?
I'm just saving with my birthday.
Pardon?
The more birthday, the more sweets in
the oh, no, but the sweets in the bus tin are for later, aren't they? If you eat them all now, later on when you want a sweet, there won't be any left.
I'm red, Nina.
Daddy's gone back upstairs now.
What?
I don't know, he's busy upstairs, isn't he?
Yeah.
Country Mouse has to look for food. He says to Town Mouse, come and look for food. Town Mouse says, no, in the town we have shops we can buy food.
Oh.
Some horses come to see Town Mouse and Country Mouse. Town Mouse runs away. He jumps into the water. Town Mouse says, I do not like the country. In the town, it is not like this. We do not have horses in the town. We have shops in the town. Come and stay in the town, Country Mouse, says Town Mouse. You can have supper and go to the shops in the town. Town Mouse sees a car. Look, Country Mouse, he says, we can go to the town in this car. They jump into the car. The car goes to the town. Country Mouse sees the shops. He sees the cars. It is not quiet in the town.
Yeah.
Which town do we go to?
Dunham.
Well, there are more cities. We go to Stockport, don't we? But Manchester is the city. If it has a cathedral, it's a city.
Yeah.
Town Mouse says, I like the town. My home is not in a tree. I live in the townhouse. Stay here, Country Mouse, and we can have fun. Town Mouse and Country Mouse have supper. Country Mouse says, I do not like the food in the town. It is not like the food in the country. Town Mouse and Country Mouse go to bed. Country Mouse says, I do not like this bed. It is not like my bed in the country. Country Mouse says to Town Mouse, it is not quiet here. I cannot sleep. Town Mouse and Country Mouse go to the park. Town Mouse has a ball. They have fun. A dog comes for the ball. Country Mouse runs away. He jumps into the water. In the townhouse, Country Mouse sees the carpet cleaner. That's a vacuum cleaner, isn't it? He runs away. Town Mouse says, here, Country Mouse, come into my hole. A cat comes to catch Town Mouse and Country Mouse. They are in the hole. They have no food. Country Mouse says, I want to go home to the country.
The car is driving home.
Yes, the car will drive him home. Country Mouse sees a Christmas tree and a present. Look, says Town Mouse, this present is to go to the country. You can jump in here and go home.
Where are you jumping?
The present is in the car. Country Mouse is in the present. The car goes to the country.
It's taking it home.
Yes, that's right, it's taking it home.
So what about so?
Country Mouse says, here is my home in the tree. He says, I do not like the town. I am a country mouse and this is my home.
Can again.
Well, I don't want to read that again, but in the story that we got from Rachel, the book we got from Rachel, the little girl thought she liked the town and didn't like the country, but when she went to stay in the country, she decided she liked the country as well as the town. Whereas in this book, the town mouse and the country mouse, yeah, the town mouse visited the country and the country mouse visited the town, and they both decided they liked living where they lived.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
The town mouse didn't like the country being so quiet, did he?
No.
And the country mouse didn't like the town being so busy and noisy.
No, being quiet outside.
Do you like being quiet?
No.
No, you don't, do you? You like being noisy. When do you have to be quiet?
Because someone got things.
Pardon?
They got things.
Pardon?
They got things. Are there more one, two sweeties in there?
Oh, no, no more sweeties in there. You have to be quiet at certain times, don't you?
What?
When Mummy's on the telephone, you have to be quiet. When Mummy's talking to people, you have to be quiet. And at bedtime, you have to be quiet, don't you?
Yeah.
Shall we read this book now? This is What is PB Bear Doing? PB Bear gets out of bed. He's got a busy day ahead. It's 8 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you. Can you see the little bear on the picture?
Yeah.
Where is it?
There.
On the clock. It's time for breakfast. There's the little bear.
He's got only that leaf.
I was just about to say that. What's PB Bear having for his breakfast? Cereal and orange juice by the looks of it. It's 9 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you. It's time for school. It's 12 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you. It's time for lunch. What's he eating at lunch?
Dad and donut having a drink of orange juice.
The dog's having a drink of orange juice. And what's PB Bear got in his lunchbox?
Another orange juice.
So it's got more orange juice and what else?
Donut.
A donut?
Dog biscuits.
Dog biscuits. The dog's got dog biscuits. But PB Bear's got grapes, a biscuit, an orange, and some sandwiches. It's 3 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you. It's time to play. He's come home from school and he's gone outside with the dog to play with the ball. It's 5 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you. It's supper time. Gosh, he's eaten breakfast, he's eaten a pad lunch, and now he's having supper. What's he eating? That's right, the little bear's eating a tiny piece of cheese. Well, PB Bear's got cheese, bread and salad in a drink, hasn't he? It's 6 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he will show you. It's...
Don't take bed.
It's bath time, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's in the bath. Do you think he's having a nice splish splash in the bath?
He's throwing water everywhere.
I bet he's throwing water everywhere because you throw water everywhere, don't you?
Yes. Mummy do it too.
Mummy doesn't do it. Mummy gets cross when you do it.
I know.
I know. It's 7 o'clock. What will he do? Turn the page and he'll show you. What's he holding in his hand?
I don't know. Nothing.
Nothing. Are they his pyjamas?
Yeah.
You think he's getting ready for bed?
Yeah.
It's bedtime. My favourite time of the day. Because PB Bear stands for...
Bedtime.
Pyjama Bear, doesn't it? Pyjamas and bedtime. PB Bear. I'm sure it's for pyjamas and bedtime. Oh, he's going to sleep. Has he got the little teddy with him?
No.
Oh, I'm sure he has somewhere. Where's little teddy?
There.
Ah, I can see him.
There.
On top of the
clock,
isn't he? Night-night, PB Bear. Are you going to give him a kiss by night?
No.
No? Oh, poor PB Bear.
There was once we...